A slow rebound for cattle markets. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
This is by far what I've seen has been the toughest on the producer and even these stockyard or market owners.
As we all continue to deal with the effects of COVID-19, our cattle farmers are still working through what many have never faced before, as markets have been in decline for some time now. Livestock market reporter and grader for Tennessee, Mac Moss, says without a doubt, this has been unprecedented in his 30-plus year career.
Seen the BSE market, the mad cow thing back in the early 2000s, back in 87, the market crash, and then we've had some other things go on, but over the years, so this is by far the toughest thing we've seen in a long time.
Mac Moss says the numbers reflect the impact of what's happened to the 14 livestock auction barns over the state.
Usually see our total weekly auction from a year ago somewhere is into the 15 to 18,000 head range. 3 weeks ago when the virus came in and that kind of thing, our numbers dropped all down to 6,000 to 7,000 head a week.
And without a doubt, the beef cattle industry in Tennessee is one of the largest sectors of our ag economy. Richard Brown, manager of Tennessee Livestock Producers, who have sale barns in Fayetteville and Columbia, says the numbers of feeder cattle coming in are definitely down by at least half to two-thirds. But markets are seeing an increase in the number of older cows and bulls being sold, those that are ready for slaughter because of the demand for meat.
Lean beef prices have escalated this week, to some extent last week, and then again this week. The price for lean beef is up in the grocery store, and therefore we're seeing more demand for cull bulls and cows coming to the market. The price of bulls has went probably over a dollar this week, as well as the cull cow market has escalated as well up into the 70s and maybe the low 80s.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.